It's an old country Christmas with lots of snow. All my friends and my family, they come and go. We've got turkey in the oven, pumpkin pies on the stove, and the old Yule log burning with such a glow. All spirit standing in a four-wheel truck, one headlight and a burned-out clutch. Hear him coming a mile away, spreading good fortune along the way. Hurry up, Santa, don't be late. I can hear the rattle of your old tailgate. Hurry up, Santa, no time to pause. He's just a redneck Santa Claus. Got no sleigh. Comes once a year, I heard them say. Fills his truck with lots of toys. Stops the engine, makes lots of noise. Hurry up, Santa, don't be late. I can hear the rattling of your old tailgate. Hurry up, Santa, no time to pause. He's just a redneck Santa Claus. Heard them say, fills his truck with lots of toys, stop the engine, make lots of noise. Hurry up, Santa, don't be late. I can hear the rattle of your old tailgate. Hurry up, Santa, no time to pause. You're just a redneck Santa Claus. He's a redneck Santa. He's a redneck Santa. He's a redneck Santa.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, with my co-host, Ian Bush. And once again, we are joined by Dirt Road Sunset. We figured it out. These guys and I have been friends for going on 6 years. I interviewed them before my husband died when we aired the show for 5 years back. And the song Redneck Santa is indicative of the insanity of this group of beautiful, wonderful artists out of Pennsylvania. And because their PR person, and I'm going to out him because he's got a sense of humor like I do, didn't know how to follow instructions and didn't send me an updated bio, I had to go steal one from somebody else.
That's sticky.
So the bio I am quoting was written by Abraham E. Klein in an interview he did with these guys. And it goes like this. And this is just the first paragraph. I mean, this thing is huge. It has often been said that the best way to succeed in music is to find a few good buddies and start a band. For the four good buddies that make up Dirt Road Sunset, they've been playing together in several different bands for many decades. During that time, they've had the opportunity to form their own unique style of words, rhythm, and melody that make their music both fresh and familiar. Though often compared to such greats as the Eagles, Bob Seger, the Beatles, and others, they're far from being imitators. Along with their many years of experience in playing music, each member is also gifted in the writing of music as well. And when they're together, each one plays a unique role in the creation of a new song from the lyrics all the way to the mixing. Guys, welcome. Now, I have to tell the audience before we get started, two of the band members are here. George Easton is here, and Sandy Smith is here. The Klein brothers, one of them is still recovering from being in an auto accident, so we send out many prayers and hopes for a complete recovery for him because we can't do without him. And the other one, well, he's doing whatever he does. Now, in deference to that, these guys don't sit still and let grass grow under their feet. They have brought aboard two beautiful women, Nikki Redener, and I'm probably going to massacre her name, and Jordan Bradley, and I want to welcome them to this show. And no, ladies, anything goes on this show. We do not censor. We do not script. We have no idea where this show will go, but we know that the hour will go by fast. And when we get done, everybody's going to say, oh, wow, that went by really fast. Am I right, guys?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, these girls have been such a blessing to our music. Their voices are so unique. They add so much new vitalization to our music. We are so fortunate to have them with us.
Well, let's just get caught up and catch me up because it's been a minute. As y'all know, things have happened in both of our lives and all of our lives over the last couple of years. One of you guys got hit in a hit and run accident.
Oh, that was me. That's why I'm not rap tight.
Well, we know that, but that just activated it. Did they ever catch the guy that hit you, and were you seriously
hurt?
Yes,
they did.
Wonderful.
Yes, he did. But what was funny about that situation was if I had one little broken bone, he would have had a minimum of 5 years in prison. Just got house arrest and strict probation because all I had was bleeding on the brain.
Because all you had
all
was
you
bleeding
had was,
on the brain.
Yeah, yes, Yvonne, the
yeah.
same thing. All I had was bleeding on the brain. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me
just dissect this, ladies and gentlemen, for you for just a minute. He would have gotten 5 years in prison if he had broken a little finger or a big toe, but all he got was probation and house arrest for bleeding on the brain. Ladies and gentlemen, that is called a major injury.
Gross injustice.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
so. Yvonne, what I've learned already in this conversation is two things. One, that criminal justice system is still a little bit messed up, and two, I'm not going on the road or walking with anybody in this band anywhere near a road.
Yeah, we got bad juju all of a sudden.
Yeah. I'm not going on the road with y'all. I will take my own vehicle and I'll meet you at the venue, okay?
Oh, that's why I carry a cross and holy water with me and sprinkle it around. Yeah.
No, hey, in all seriousness, I hope you don't think I'm trying to make levity of a serious situation. I'm glad you're okay and I'm sorry that happened to you.
And that's the way Eddie's going to be too. He has to go through physical therapy and that because up here we're in the tourist area, and apparently they don't know the speed limit or what a stop sign's for.
Are you sure you're not in Florida? Because down here speed limits are mere suggestions, and stop signs are non-existent.
Oh, I know. That's like on the parkway or even on the turnpike in Pennsylvania. You go to speed limit, it looks like you're standing still.
Right. Okay, well, let's get caught up even more. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this band, when they formed, their main goal was one thing, and that was to give everything they made away to charity. And one of the charities that they promote, they give to, they have a I can't explain it, because George's daughter is a wounded vet, and George, please thank her for her service.
Oh, we do all the time. She still has her problems with the flashbacks and with her ailments from her injuries she received. But it's always going to be a road to recovery for her the rest of her life. But she gets mad when I call her my hero. But to me, she is.
Absolutely. She is a hero. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you have never watched your child go off to the service, you cannot imagine that feeling of your heart in your throat. And when that child comes back after being injured, and any child that comes back, especially in combat, comes back an entirely different person.
Yeah,
I can't explain it enough how important it is to buy this group's records. They have already donated, tell me if I'm wrong, $65,000.
Oh, yeah, we've done more than that since then because we're still giving to Westmoreland Walks for Breast Cancer. Our band's name was on their T-shirts again this year, and we've been supporting Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh and the Disabled American Veterans.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when you buy the CDs and download Dirt Road Sunset songs, all of that money goes to these different charities. Now, if that is not giving back and paying forward, I don't know what is. This is just another reason that I admire these guys. I love these guys. They are so amazing, and they're so selfless. And I didn't say selfish. I said selfless. They think of others and not themselves. They're not in it for the money. And these guys have been out there long enough individually that they could go anywhere and do anything and make a fortune. Collectively, they would be unstoppable. But they give away everything they make to make a difference in one person's life. And guys, may you keep doing it for many, many years.
Well, we intend to, and since we have the girls now, it is such a joyful experience to go into the studio and to hear their beautiful voices. Nikki, tell them how we convinced you to come into the band.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on, Nikki. Nobody can be shy on this show.
It took a couple drinks, but I finally came in.
This is Dave's daughter.
Yeah. She's very bashful, not like Jordan. We have to always drag Jordan out of the bar.
He's got a great voice, though. I've got to have some liquid courage in me.
Yeah.
These are my Jordan. Type of people, Yvonne.
Jordan, tell them about yourself.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good.
Well, I want to know about Jordan because, see, I know about these other four guys. I absolutely adore them. Now it's time to know the rest of you. And don't be shy because it's just the six of us and 147,000 other listeners in 35 countries, just some of our closest friends.
Yeah, so Yvonne said there's enough chairs for everybody, so we're set. We have enough snacks,
yes.
Too. So,
so jump right in.
I've been studying music since I was 10, and my brother was actually friends with Eddie's son, and that is how I came into this sort of
thing. Well done.
Yeah, she came in, like, through Eddie.
Yeah.
Nikki came in through
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah. And we're all having a ball. We really are.
Yeah, it's got a young blood, really.
There's no pressure. And I want to let you know, also, we have merchandise out for sale now. It's T-shirts that have Dirt Road Sunset on it with an electric guitar with blue flames. And underneath, it promotes our newest album going to be coming out called 50 Shades of Blues. They can go on our website to see pictures of it. If they want to order, they can order them. We're charging $15 a piece for them, but the reason we do is that helps cost the mailing cost also. But, you know, they can mail a check to Post Office Box 170, Mailcroft, PA, 15462. And we'll gladly ship a shirt out to them with a preview of our 50 Shades of Blues album.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that first here. If you do that, you get first dibs on listening to their new CD, even before we launch it on this show, which we will do when they get it finished. So support these guys, because they do a great work, and they can't do it without you. They really can't. So they need your help to help pay it forward.
Yvonne, I hate to be selfish for a minute, but we got to get our own promo code out there too. Like, they have to write in the check Ian Yvonne 21 so they know that they heard it from Off the Chain first. Like,
hey, that's a great idea. I never thought of that. And then one complimentary dinner, Red Lobster.
Right, exactly. No cheap date either. I want the surf and the turf, okay?
Yeah. And he says that he doesn't get how it works, but what do I know?
The last time I went to Red Lobster, they just let me eat the free bread, and they were like, "What more do you want?" And I said, "Really?"
Yeah, I got kicked out of a restaurant once because I looked at the menu and they said, "Well, what do you want?" And I said, "I'll have the works for $1." And they said, "Get out."
Hey, Nikki and Jordan, this is what we do on this show. It just gets off the chain because that's why we call it the show. That's why we call it that.
Yeah, Red Lobster's not going to be a sponsor for our show anymore, Yvonne. we just ruined that sponsorship chance.
I was kicking around a new Christmas song to these guys, but everybody's saying they don't think it would fly. But I think, you know, with all these shootings you see on the news and everything, I figured I'd come up with a Christmas tune. Up on the housetop, click, click, click. I thought it was a robber, but I shot Saint Nick.
Oh, jeez.
I love it.
Of course.
I think it's cute.
Of course.
But then I'm rather twisted anyway. Y'all know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, and then down he goes down the chimney, 1, 2, 3, and there's going to be no presents for me, right?
Yeah, that's it. He slid off the roof and made a plop, you know.
Don't get
right.
Idea.
Yvonne, you didn't know. I had the inside scoop on the song, Yvonne. You didn't know that.
I see that. I see that. That's excellent. Now, y'all also, ladies and gentlemen, what you don't know about these guys is they also have a YouTube account. And if you go and look at their YouTube account, you're going to hear I think it's Jordan that's singing the particular song that I listened to that I just couldn't quit listening to it. It was gorgeous. So you – and do not go now, ladies and gentlemen, because if you do, I will find you. I have to listen to the rest of the show.
Yeah. Well, they're both on a new song that's going to be on part of 50 Shades of Blue 2020 about the COVID situation.
Would that be the Sunset 2020 song I'm sitting here looking at?
Yes. Yes, oh, well, ma'am. Their voices are on it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to halt this program right now and just go right into this song because the two beautiful women that are complimenting the two gentlemen that are sitting in the studio are on this song, and you get to hear it first here. This is Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, with my co-host, Ian Bush, and our wonderful guest, Dirt Road Sunset, and you hear it first tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Sunset 2020.
Every night is the same old scene. Bad news on the TV.
Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, with my co-host, Ian Bush, and that song, 2020, by Dirt Rose Sunset, features their two new female vocalists, Nikki and Jordan, and ladies, y'all are simply amazing.
Thank you so much.
Y'all are so welcome. And don't be shy. Just jump right in, because the water's fine, I'm telling you. And trying to talk over these guys sometimes is just... You just have to just be brave.
Turn that with George around. What?
So there's no, also...
Here you go. I'll bring them out of their shells for you, Yvonne. How's that?
Okay,
so, ladies, my first question of the night. I want to take a step back because we've heard your amazing music and we've heard a little bit of the group dynamics, but I want a little bit more information about the group dynamics. So if you had to assign, ladies only, and then we can get to the men later, right? I know my place. Yvonne reminds me all the time. She says co-host with glee. She does. She said co-host, Ian. Co. Yes, yes, Yvonne. Co-host. Got it, Yvonne. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. What term would you assign to everybody in the group, like in the group dynamics? So, for example, some of the groups that I've been in, you always have, like, the den father, right? He loves everyone and makes sure that everyone's taken care of and, you know, oh, call me when you get home so I know you got there safe and that kind of thing. What terms would you assign to everybody in the group? And one of you can just start and then the other one just chime in after they're done.
I would say that Eddie is the coach.
Yeah, that's what
he
I was thinking.
He stands by you.
He coaches you through.
He always texts what's going on.
Yeah.
He directs them when they're doing their vocals and everything.
Mm-hmm. Sandy and George cheer us on.
Eddie he does a lot of our arrangements. We'll give him kudos for that.
Dave just sits back and listens and makes sure everything sounds good. Yeah.
I make sure there's food in that for everybody.
Yeah, George is in charge. charge of refreshments. I'm always bringing them
well, there always has to be that one in the group that makes sure that everyone gets pizza and beer, right?
Oh, yeah, and I always
yeah,
tell them. I'll tell them, I say, take it home with you. And then Nikki does.
Is there any other terms for the group dynamics, mm-hmm. and then we'll switch to the men?
They're just all family.
Yes.
We're all family.
Yeah. All right, guys, chime in. Who would you assign what role, or did the ladies incorporate the group quite well?
Sandy's laid back, man.
Yeah,
I'm laid back. I don't say too much.
No.
But I don't think
too much.
Yeah. He's the man behind the door.
I'm like the janitor. I get the studio warmed up, and I'm there to greet him. George brings the refreshments. Eddie does the arrangements, and Dave just plays guitar.
I'm glad that you actually brought up the janitor, because I've actually had a conversation with somebody about, because they weren't the loudest and the most vocal of the group, that they weren't the most important. And I had to remind them that, even the person who turns the lights on to make sure that the place is ready to go when we get there is still important to the team too. So don't discredit your position on the team, man. I know you're probably just being funny,
give me lots of respect.
Yeah. Well, when it comes time for the mix down and that, we all have an input on it. We give our opinions, what this should be adjusted to and everything, and we're always taking notes and that. And then we send it off to Vocal Records out of New York. They contacted us, and they're very interested in our music, Tom Segretti from Vocal Records. And we've been collaborating back and forth with him. But since everything's on hold right now, we're like in limbo, but once everything gets rolling again, Tom's going to put the irons in the fire and really promote the music for us.
I make this prediction real quick. Right after the first of the year, that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, too.
Ian will tell you, if I tell an artist, be ready and understand that if this is what you want, be ready, because it's going to start exploding. It happens. Mm-hmm. So, guys, mm-hmm. be ready. The next time we talk, mm-hmm. I guarantee you it will have happened.
I'm hoping. What's crazy is we've won so many music awards from Pose magazine. It's a music magazine, and we've been featured in Yinzer magazine and Lafoti, which is big over in Europe and that. We've been featured in all those magazines, but we've won a lot of awards for our individual songs off of different albums from Pose magazine. And there's one, it involves music for mentally and physically challenged people, and we've got recognized by them. It's called the Danny Award.
Wow. See?
What do you think is the magic in your guys' music? What do you think all of you bring to the table that makes your music so popular and renowned like that?
I think because we're all different.
Yeah.
George was raised on country. I was raised on classic rock. Dave on the blues, and Eddie, he's really into alternative. So we brought it all together to the table, and what you hear is Dirt Road Sunset, that's how it comes out.
Ladies, do you have a musical background too?
Well, as an observer, I've seen they have different passions and different loves for music with the different genres, and you can just hear it all in their sound.
And I agree, because when I was listening to Redneck Santa and 2020, mm-hmm. Bob Seger is one of my favorite artists, as well as Phil Collins. And there was a young man who was 14 years old when he started. His name escapes me because I'm old and decrepit, but they all had that grit. They all have that grit in their voice, that passion, that if I don't get this song out, I'm going to explode. That's what the group together brings to the table, is you all blend into this music symphony that you can't get enough of.
Well, I agree.
You know, I'll have to have Sandy send you a song that we recorded. We haven't put out there yet. Sandy and everybody will tell you, by the time I was done singing it, I was physically drained, and everybody said you could tell I put my total emotion into the song, and it's called Let Me Down Easy.
Ooh.
Yeah,
it's blues.
And I was actually physically exhausted because I gave it my all, and everybody says you can tell in my voice when I'm singing it that I gave so much passion to the song.
It's got that grit you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'll have Sandy send you a copy of that.
Okay. And if that grit is not something that one can be taught.
No. No, it all comes natural. To me, music was natural for me because being raised by my parents who were in the music business and that, I was always there, and then I started performing with them, and that's how it came about with me. And then I met Sandy and Dave and Eddie, and now I've known Nikki since she was a baby, and Jordan and that, and it's all starting to gel together like the spokes on a wheel.
And ladies and gentlemen, when you go to their site to see their music, these are their CDs. Fried Eggs was the first one. That's the one we launched on this show where I fell in love with these guys. Then they dropped All Roads Lead Here, Waiting for the Sunrise, Waiting on the Sunset. And you get the flavor. You can't get enough of this music. It becomes your new addiction. That's all I'm going to say. But don't go now, because we will be playing another song here shortly. Ian, I know you've got more questions.
I'm just enjoying the conversations. I really appreciate y'all having these really in-depth, dynamic conversations and whatnot. And I really appreciate, you know, you can feel, I think I'll just make a comment before, you know, I say another question, but I can feel the group dynamics is very democratic. Like, I feel that. Like, when you guys were talking about that, all of you had said something to – excuse me, I get so excited. All of you had something to say tonight. And I'll be honest, when I heard how many people were having on the show, I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be a mess. Like, everyone's going to be talking over each other. But, like, you really feel that in your group. Like, family is the right word that you put on it, is that – all of you have a say. All of you have a little piece that you bring. And I think that's a really beautiful thing. So I really got to, you know, applaud you guys and gals for that. So thank you for that. And
thank you.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. We have had some musicians come in and they would talk over you, not listen to you.
Yeah.
And they weren't team players and
right.
They don't last too long.
No, because we did have. We had one fella. All he bragged about was he played bass for Loretta Lynn, and I performed in million-dollar studios, and he wanted to 10 different tracks on just the bass, and it's like, we want to try to get the basics down for the song,
mm-hmm.
so we
mm-hmm.
the yeah.
No, and I mean that sincerely, because trust me, like, my northern Michigan, like, mannerisms come out even when I speak over Yvonne sometimes, and you'll hear it. You'll be like, oops, sorry, my bad. Sorry, Yvonne. Like, go ahead. Like, it's like we're at the stop sign in Florida, you know, the one that everybody's supposed to stop at, but I guess y'all don't have that experience in Pennsylvania. And you're all trying to, like, wave each other on, you know? Yvonne,
yeah.
You go. No, Ian, you go. No, Yvonne. Hey, in Michigan, we just get enough snow. You just skate right through it. You know what I mean?
Know what you mean.
I am looking at Abraham Klein's write-up he did for y'all. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this was done in 2019. But this interview is timeless, and this write-up is timeless. And the reason I say that is because I want to – if I were to take a poll – And even in this day and age of the internet, of how many artists are successful, and I mean successful. I don't mean mediocre. I don't mean 2,000 people are on their friends list or they're heard by 1,000 people. I mean successful, where they can give away $65,000 plus in money to charities that do not travel. I would venture to say probably one. That being Dirt Road Sunset. And this is what Mr. Klein says. Although the group does not travel as a band, that has not stopped them from receiving invitations to perform all over the world. They've received offers to play in the Far East, Sturgis, parts of Europe, Alaska, and Los Angeles. Through the power of the internet, Dirt Road Sunset has a listenership in places such as Fiji, China, Australia, Sweden, and several other countries. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is 2019. At this time, they have 7 music awards that include Best Rock Song for Voodoo Queen, which we will play shortly, Best Alternative Song for The Music You Hear, Best Alternative Rock Song for Follow, Best Pop Song for Be The Guy, Best Rockabilly for Boogie Time, Best Holiday Song for Redneck Santa, which you heard tonight, and Best Pop Rock for Give It To Me, STR8. Now listen to this one. This is the icing on the cake. This band does not travel. They were also recognized by the Obama administration for their charity work. I am just bowled over, guys. I mean, I knew y'all were great. I knew y'all were fantastic. I knew you're special. You don't even travel and you have all these accolades. This tells me that you're magic. It's like Ian says, we hear the magic and the dynamic of this interview.
Well, thank you. We don't let it go to our heads. We're all very humble and laid back, down to earth people.
At least I am.
Well, Andy, you know, Yvonne, I kind of made fun of you and I earlier when you know, Ian, you're the co-host. But honestly, I think that's why this show gets so much listenership too, is that you are an amazing host and people feel that dynamic with us too, you know.
Well, yeah.
So, kudos to us as well.
I don't care what
that was some self. Yeah, I was gonna say that was some self gratification right there. Like, come on, Yvonne, we're good too. But truly, I go ahead.
I told you.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
The Michigan comes out. Oop, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Okay, go ahead.
That's like in this studio. Sometimes I keep raising my hand and they tell me, go sit in the corner till we need you.
Oh, no. You know, she's put me in my room a couple of times. I'm not going to lie. So.
But, yeah, we joke around in the studio, but when it's time, we get down to business because we're all very serious about our music.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's always playtime's over, but time to go to work. Yeah.
Well, and that's the beauty of this show is I can come here and not be serious and just be funny. So,
right. You're having a good time.
Right.
Too.
Exactly. Like, this is the best of both worlds. We've said this before. I've told Yvonne, on Mondays and Tuesdays, at this time, nobody is allowed to call me or text me because I'm on the show. This is my, like, my highlight of my Monday and my Tuesday. So
that's what I tell the wife every day. You know, don't bother me.
That's why I'm divorced. So I'm glad it worked out for you.
Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can play Voodoo Queen, because that is indeed one of my favorite all-time songs. When I saw it, I just, when y'all sent it to me a long time ago, I'm going, these guys get me, which is frightening because most people don't. But y'all get me.
Oh, thank you. We love
you. Well, I love y'all. Y'all are amazing. Y'all make me feel all warm, fuzzy inside. And I only feel warm and fuzzy inside when I bite an artery off somebody's neck. So.
That's wild.
So, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, with my co-host, Ian Bush, and Dirt Road Sunset, and we're going to play my favorite all-time song off of their CD, Fried Eggs, and it's called Voodoo Queen.
Don't mean a thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, with my co-host, Ian Bush, and Dirt Road Sunset and their song from their Fried Egg CD, Voodoo Queen. Guys, that song never gets old.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Dave came up with that idea, the different sound effects in that song. That's when we try different things and see if it works, or if it doesn't, we shelve it. Go on to something else.
Well, that one, I guarantee you, is going to, if it hasn't already blown itself off the charts after tonight, it will, because all the songs that we've played tonight, you're going to start seeing an uptick. I guarantee it, guys. I promise you it's going to happen.
Thank you. Yeah. Like I said, we're so grateful with these two young ladies coming in and lending us their talents, because they are such talented singers. I can't say enough about them, you know. But like they said, we're all like family.
Well, and it shows. But they're gonna have to learn how to speak up when they come on my show, because I just hear little rumblings in the back once in a while, and they're gonna have to say, "Hey, my turn, right, Ian?"
I could kick them in the
knee. Hey, that'll work.
Yvonne gave me a chance to speak. I'm excited.
I'm not too outgoing like George is. So.
You know, I actually really respect that, because I had coworker that was a lot like you, that and I'm not trying to like unfairly label you, but she would never speak, but then like when there was something that just needed to be said, man, she would speak up and everyone would listen, and I'm like, I wish I had that power, because like when nobody listens to me, I just talk more and I talk louder. Like, what's the secret? So don't diss your gift. Because I bet you when you talk, people listen a lot more than when they do with, you know, us loudmouth crowd over here.
well, we know when she sings that they
like
listen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When she sings, they're listening all right.
So guys, what other than the new album, are y'all doing any gigs around town for the silly season, and if you're aware, so folks up there can go see you, or if they're traveling through, they can stop and see you. And what's going to start happening after the silly season?
Oh, well, like I said, we just go. There's other bands that are friends of ours. We love to go see different artists, whether it's country, rock, you know. And when we're in the audience, people recognize us, and like I said, they call us up to do a guest appearance and that, and then they tell everybody who Dirt Road Sunset is and what we do with our proceeds from our music and that, and the response is fantastic, you know. But like I said, after the silly season, we're going to sit down. I've been writing, and Eddie and Dave have been writing. We're going to go back in and start laying down tracks to finish up the 50 Shades of Blues album. I wrote a song that I pitched to Eddie, and he thinks it'd be good for both of these women to harmonize with and do a duet. I wrote
nice.
A song for them.
And see, again, it's the dynamic of the group. It's not all about self-serving, it's what can I put out there that the female voices are heard and they get to shine. And you don't always get that with artists, because most of them, to begin with, have very low self-esteem. So to make up for that, they have to it's all about me. And that's part of what makes y'all so successful. It's not about each one individually. It's about what the group can do for others. And you, I just can't say that enough.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's kind of what we're aiming for. You know, young talent, there's a lot of it out there. I'm all for promoting all that. And somebody got to, you know, give them a start, too, like they gave us a chance.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, what you may or may not realize is these artists that I'm talking to tonight, that Ian and I are talking to, this group, they've been around for a minute. They're not 20 or 30 year olds. They're like me. They've been around the block a couple of times, but the beauty of that is not only have they honed their skill and their craft, but they understand the importance of humility and giving back. And that's something that a lot of young people don't understand, that the more you give away, the more you get back. And I think that's another reason y'all have been so successful in not traveling.
We hope, you know, we don't like to beat our own drum. Sandy, okay, people come up when they recognize us, and you don't want to say, oh, yeah, I'm this and that. It's like, well, thank you very much. You know, we appreciate it, and that's all we do.
Well, y'all are amazing. Ian, and I know you have another question because we're getting towards the backside of this short show.
No, I mean, honestly, I'm really happy with the way this show went. Like, I'm not going to lie. That's not the cuckoo meds talking. Like, I really am happy that this show came together. And I'm really happy to know you guys and hear some of the amazing things that you're doing. And I just hope that you guys keep doing what you're doing. And I really hope that, you know, what you give to other people comes back to you tenfold, because you all sound like a really great group of people, and I'm really blessed to hear from you all tonight and have this conversation with you. So I guess just a little, you know, attitude of gratitude for you all. So thank you for coming on the show, and, you know, hopefully our paths cross again, because it sounds like Yvonne's trying to bring you back at the
Yvonne will
start
bring
of the
them
new
back.
Year.
There's,
so we're going to
no
we're
gonna
launch that CD, and I hope you guys launch to new heights. So really, I know it's kind of cheesy ending it on that note, but I mean, I'm really impressed with y'all. So thank you so much for coming on and giving us an hour.
Thank you for having us on. We're very grateful to you.
Go ahead, George.
Oh, like I said, we cannot thank you guys enough. We're just trying to do the best we can for the charities and to give some people out there and enjoyable music to listen to. You know, that's the way we are.
I think you succeeded on both counts, and I know y'all know this, but once this show goes up into archives, which should be by in the morning at the latest, I'm going to post it on Dirt Road Sunset's page, post it on George's site. I'll send Sandy the link, and then y'all put it everywhere. Put it on all your pages. Put it on your pages, because this is how people hear you on this show. We get the live audience, and then we get people that go in and download it. Download it. Share it. Put it everywhere. It's your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We can't thank you enough. We want to make sure that everybody has a very blessed and Merry Christmas this year, because times have been tough for a lot of people, and especially for the people that got hit with those tornadoes that caused so much devastation. Make sure you keep them in your prayers.
Thank you for bringing that up, because the more I read, the worse it gets. And there are people that are shocked that it happened this time of year. But when I was a teenager, we got a phone call from my aunt and uncle who lived the next town over from us. And it was Christmas Day, and a tornado had come through their street and they were blessed because it missed their house, but the house right across the street from them, it leveled. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's not climate change. This has been going on for years. It's Mother Nature when she gets pissed off at us because we're not behaving.
Well, I tell
you. Why with 5 minutes left did you bring up such a controversial statement and none of us can attack it? You got me laughing. I started coughing. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I tell people there's a book out there. If you read it and look into the text, you'll see what's happening in the world today.
Amen, Brother Ben. So, guys, with us at the four-minute mark, yes, it's been that short a show. What words, other than that beautiful statement, what words of wisdom in 30 seconds would you tell our listening audience if they can take away from this?
Oh, everybody's shaking their heads. They don't know. Words of wisdom? Well, we're not wise people.
I'm not very wise.
I'm just back in the class. But just tell everybody, please listen to our music. Support your charities. Support your neighbors. Support everyone. And make this world a better place to live. Because everybody says it's the world. I tell them, no, we have a beautiful world. It's the people in it. We have to get along.
Yep.
And thank you very much again.
You are welcome, and that could be summed up probably in saying, be the change you want to see.
Yes.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Be the change you want to see. Tomorrow night we will be here at 8 o'clock with another favorite of mine and Ian's, and that is Ed Roman. He will be joining us again the next Monday night. Corey Coons will be with us. We have never interviewed him before. This will be his first time. And then we're going to take a couple of weeks off and get through the rest of the silly season, and then we'll be back after the first of the year and with a whole new lineup. Don't know yet. I got to get with Michael, see how many people I can drag in here. And Ian and I will probably do a few free nights where we talk about some issues that are near and dear to our hearts. And Ian and I had discussed this on a previous show. So, yeah, get ready for 2022 and some great things coming from Off the Chain. And, again, go and buy these guys' music, because every CD that you buy goes to help a charity. And you heard some of the charities. One of them is Wounded Warrior. That one is very close to George's heart and the rest of the band. So support these guys. Help them continue being the change they want to see. With that in mind, I want to thank my co-host Ian Bush. This is Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, and I want to thank Dirt Road Sunset because, once again, they have honored us with an hour of their time. These are busy, busy people, but they have gladly sat down with us and laughed with us and just had this hour go by so fast. I want my wish for you four is that 2022 is the best ever in your charitable endeavors, and that the more you pay it forward, the more you get it back. Guys, I love you all. You are amazing. You make my heart sing.
And thank you so very much.
You are so welcome. So with that, I will say good night, Ian. Good night, Dirt Road Sunset. Good night, all of our listening audience. We will see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with our guest, Ed Roman. Until then, stay safe and be wise. Be the change you want to see. Good night, all of you.
Good night.
Good night.